even though the broad causes of road accidents can be mentioned, but the chunk happens to be related to human influence or human factor. It is our action and inactions that contribute to some of these fatalities. For example, mechanical factors, weather or environmental. But in all these broad factors, you realize the human play a central role.
There are police officers on the road, specifically those with the MTTD. How effective have you been in enforcing the traffic law?
We cannot get police officers all over the place. And the little stretches we can cover, we try to do our best. We are not in any way singling out the drivers, but the truth of the matter is they remain the principal characters.
We understand you have what you call 6 teams of accident preventive squads that you set up. What will be their role?
It is part of the revamping. These are personnel that have gone through induction to understand the road safety psychology. And we are believing and hoping that they will target specific infractions to make sure these carnage we are recording is reduced to the barest minimum. I've just mentioned about the wipers. We are about to enter into the raining season. So something like the wiper will be a target. They are trained in such a way that your environment, your jurisdiction, and your corridor would determine the sort of infraction you should target. And it is structured in such a way that national headquarters will be getting weekly reports to monitor and evaluate performance.
Chief Inspector Simon Tinku is the PRO of the Police MTTD. Contributing to the program, the Chief, the Deputy Executive Director, in charge of planning at the National Road Safety Commission, David Adonton, said that it is time Ghana moved from manual police traffic management to ICT traffic management. This will promote the strict enforcement and compliance of the road safety law to reduce the recurring road accidents. Mr. Adonton urged government to equip the police service adequately to execute its mandate, especially on the roads.
The police must be fully equipped, logistics, resources, in a manner that whoever decides that he or she would not abide by the law that has been provided by Parliament in the road traffic regulation to protect you and I. Once you fail to comply with the Magi Delta.
But progressively, the state has equipped the police, yet the cases keep coming worse than the past.
So I think that is where we are all worried now.
Would it be too much to have cameras installed on our roads?
Yes. Now, anytime you confront the situation, if we are talking about enforcement, where I am saying that we are now, then we expect the police to be up and doing better than they're doing now. I know they're doing their best, but the police will complain and say that they don't have what it takes to do it all. For example, in terms of numbers, currently we have perhaps less than 2,000 MTTD officers. Look at the entire road network, over 60,000 kilometers of roads that we have in the country. Look at the number of vehicles plying on our roads now. Now, the police are not fully equipped to be able to deal with the situation the way it is currently. That is why we are calling for the next step of enforcement. And the next step is elsewhere, global practices, where you can even sit in a certain control room and right on the screen, you see everything happening on the road network.
That was David Adonton, Deputy Executive Director in charge of planning at the National Road Safety Commission. Deputy General Secretary of the GPRTU, Andrew Kwekukwache, said the union will continue to engage drivers on road safety measures. He noted that it is unfortunate that despite all the countless education carried out over the years on road safety, accidents are still on the increase. Mr. Kwache appealed to government and its road safety partners to come up with a new approach to tackle the disturbing situation.
We have been advocating for road safety over the years, and we play a key role in propagating the road safety messages on our corridors. As it may, the road safety and accidents, as much as the name suggested, regrettably, it is still happening. And the Coordinating Council will continue to do its mandate. I mean, we will continue to educate our transport union as to what and what they should do.